Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode from our archives. I'm pretty sure this one was originally written for our erstwhile YouTube series. It's about how our skin protects us from the sun, or tries to, by making us tan and freckle. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When the weather is nice, I've been made to understand that some people enjoy spending time outdoors, where they're exposed to, among other things, sunlight. Stuff in sunlight can make stuff in your skin produce more pigment, which shows up as freckles or a tan. But how? Why, scientifically speaking, does skin freckle and tan? Both happen in your epidermis, which is the tough, resilient frosting on our body's cake. Under normal circumstances, it protects and helps hold in our precious, squishy insides. Your epidermis contains a few kinds of cells, but the ones we're primarily concerned with here are the keratinocytes and the melanocytes. Keratinocytes make up most of your epidermis. They're skin cells that are maturing and getting pushed upward towards your skin's surface by new cell growth. Melanocytes are specialized cells that create pigmented proteins called melanin. And by the way, they're not only found in our skin. Melanocytes are also at work in your eyes and hair, giving them their color, and in your heart, inner ear, and brain, doing no one is really sure what. Conspiring to make you enjoy reality television, maybe? But in your skin, melanocytes produce the pigments that help give your skin its tone. Whatever color your skin is, it contains an average of 1,200 melanocytes per square millimeter. Your genes and various factors in your environment tell your melanocytes how much melanin to produce and what types. One of those environmental factors is ultraviolet radiation, probably from sunlight or maybe from black lights at raves, and cellular biology is really complicated. To paraphrase Inigo Montoya, I'm just going to sum up. When certain types of ultraviolet photons pass into your skin, specifically into your keratinocytes there, and smack into molecules of your DNA, Those photons cause minor damage that sets off a chain reaction. The end result? Your melanocytes go into overdrive, producing melanin particles. Your melanocytes carefully pack those melanin particles into special organelles called melanosomes, sort of like little intercellular shipping boxes. These melanin packages move to the very edges of the melanocyte, and neighboring keratinocytes bite the melanosomes right out of the cell and absorb them. It doesn't hurt the melanocyte, it just sounds creepy because it is. Okay, so you catch some sun. If your melanocytes, and therefore your melanin-packed melanosomes, are spread evenly around among your keratinocytes, you tan. But if your melanocytes are clustered together, you freckle. Either way, the melanin particles absorb incoming UV radiation and transform it into infrared radiation, which is just low-level heat. Thus, your delicate squidgy insides and your cell's DNA are protected from further UV damage. Without frequent sun exposure, tans and freckles fade over time because your keratinocytes don't last forever. As new skin cells grow and mature, your old keratinocytes are eventually pushed to the very surface of your skin, where they become dehydrated and die. That's right, the cells on the surface of our skin, the ones that we can see and touch, are actually dead. But it's for a good cause. During the process of drying out and dying, your keratinocytes become the strong, durable layer that makes our skin so effective at keeping blood in and germs out. And when your keratinocytes move on to that big skin layer on the surface, they bring any melanin that they've collected along with them. And when those cells slough off through normal wear and tear, the melanin goes too, and your skin returns to its usual pigment, which, in my case, is translucent like a deep-sea shrimp. Today's episode isn't based on an article, but was written by me, Lauren Vogelbaum, when I was writing for HowStuffWorks.com. BrainStuff is now a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.